Chapter 27, The Police. Police officers have difficult jobs trying to keep citizens safe while maintaining law and order in society. There are many things that they are responsible for handling when a crime takes place, and they must be careful to go through all the steps in the proper manner to avoid any problems. When a crime happens, someone usually calls the police so that they can investigate the scene of the crime. Once the police arrive on the scene, they walk around the perimeter. Perimeter. And collect witnesses who may have an idea who committed the crime. Some witnesses are brought into the police station for an inquiry. Inquiry. While others are spoken to on scene. The next step is for a police officer to gather evidence. Evidence related to the crime that was committed. Anything that might have some information that will break the case is considered evidence, and it is seized. Seized by the police at the crime scene. Once witness statements, and evidence is collected, officers can sometimes come up with a short list of possible suspects who may have committed the crime. Detectives spend long hours collecting surveillance. Surveillance on suspects to determine whether or not they are the possible culprit. Culprit of a crime. Officers work carefully to apprehend suspects without breaking the law, because without being proven guilty, these people are still citizens with rights. When a suspect is being questioned, officers work hard to ascertain where they were during the crime. They try and get the perpetrator to implicate themselves by slipping up, and in doing so, an officer can successfully say that the offender has been caught. However, an officer must be careful to not be overly intrusive about these proceedings, as in many cases, the suspect did not commit any crime whatsoever. Much of the work done after this must go through a long cycle of bureaucratic paperwork before a criminal can be sent to court. In court, the defendant sits in front of a jury, and the facts of the case are gone over in a long and organized proceeding. Once the jury reaches a decision, it is lawfully determined whether or not the defendant is guilty or innocent. If guilty, the judge may then condemn the criminal to serve a sentence. Sentence in jail for his or her crimes against society.